The thing about Latino Service Providers Testimonios Project is that we are young. We are young individuals. We are bilingual. We know these communities. We know how to talk to people. We are trained to do these things in order to better connect with people. Again, it wouldn't really be reasonable for, I mean, it could be, and some people do prefer to go to doctors or therapists and stuff, but they feel uncomfortable sometimes, and it's important to have that connection. You need to be able to speak and know who you're speaking to.
What made you want to be a youth promotor?
I decided to sign up for the program because mental health is really important to me. I have dealt with depression in the past, and it's important for us to go out into the community and talk to people and tell them that it is important to talk about mental health because, you know, health shouldn't just be physical. If our minds aren't doing that well, then we as people aren't going to do that like as well either.
How long have you been participating in the program?
I have been a youth promotor for about a good 5 months. We actually, as youth promotores, we took a class at the JC. It was community health worker class, and we took it for 6 weeks at the JC, and it was all paid for, and we learned about what a community health worker is, and it's closely related to what a youth promotor is. They're people that go out into the community, help them, give them resources, and they're basically people that know the community and that have a deeper connection with them.
What are you trying to accomplish?
We basically go out into the community, inform them, especially in the Latinx community, inform them about mental health, and try to break the stigma. We go to a lot of community events.
What stigma are you trying to break?
The stigma in the Latinx community is that whenever someone feels depressed or whenever somebody is like facing and dealing with mental health, instead of some Latinx people being like supportive about it, they usually have a negative output on it. Like they think that it's bad. Some children don't feel comfortable talking to their parents about it because if they do, then they fear that their parents will say, oh, you're just crazy, or like, get over it. That's what usually does happen in the Latinx community. We overlook it. It's probably a little too uncomfortable to talk about, but it's important. And so we just try to break the stigma and try to inform parents really that it's important to talk about mental health.
What ages do you work with specifically?
We, as youth promotores, we talk to parents. We have been doing presentations on like domestic violence, substance abuse, depression, suicide, basically to parents, again, to inform parents and tell them, hey, these are some symptoms. This is what you can do to help your child if they do like, you know, experience that type of mental health issue. When we go out into community events, we basically talk to anybody that goes, as young as like 5 years old to, you know, any adult. And we just talk to them and inform them about what we do. We try to help them as much as we can. If we don't usually have the answer, then, you know, we'll guide them or we'll refer them to somebody that does.